Dorothy, welcome to Round Cincinnati.
Well, thank you so much.
Rookwood Pottery, Cincinnati's famous handmade pottery, has had a long history with both ups and downs, but it's clearly on an upsurge now. Before we talk about the newly opened boutique store, let's put it all in context. Can you give us a little background on the company and its founding and the general interest in pottery making here in the late 19th century?
Yes, Rookwood Pottery was founded in 1880 by Mariah Longworth Nichols. Rookwood was the first female-owned manufacturing company in the country. It did extremely well. She put together a group of artisans, very skilled people from all over, art students, and they produced glazes and techniques that actually we're still using today. During the Depression, the company went through very hard times, as did most luxury brands. Though Rookwood has never been out of production, it has been in complete full production most recently since the early 2000-2001.
And the new news is that Rookwood has opened a company store for the first time, I believe. Where is it?
It is located at 1209 Jackson Street in the Gateway Quarter. Jackson Street is our address, but the rear of the store faces Vine Street, and it's very visible from 12th and Vine. And most people enter through the Vine Street entrance because it's a little more difficult on Jackson Street. It's right across from the Art Academy.
So why did Rookwood decide it was time to have its own store, and how had the pottery been sold before?
The pottery has always been sold out of our Race Street factory studio location. But our owners decided that our customers would enjoy a more traditional shopping experience. And the store that we have on Jackson Street is a beautiful historical site. And the product just, it's highlighted by the lighting and the fixtures. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's something that our company owners wanted to do for a long time.
Well, tell us something about what sort of pottery the current potters are making. Is it in the historic style, or is it something different, or is it a mixture?
It's a complete mixture. We have products that are from original molds. We own over 3,000 of the original molds, and those are housed in our Race Street facility. We're trying to bring back something, I think we talked about every month or every quarter, bringing back a historical mold. And then we also have things that are a little more current. We have artists. Terry Kern is one of our artists. Dan Dutton is doing a lot with us. He's doing beautiful owls, the figurines. What we carry in the boutique is art pottery. It's the vases and the art tiles and framed pieces and figurines, a lot of ornaments. It's just gorgeous product.
Do you have any of the historic pieces for sale, or is it all modern work?
It's all new Rookwood. We don't carry any of the antique product, but we like to say that, keep in mind, this new Rookwood is going to be the old Rookwood for your children and grandchildren. So it's still very, very highly collectible.
I understand that you're going to issue a Rookwood Stein. Is that right?
Yes. The Stein is actually, it's a lovely style. It's a really nice shape, beautiful glazes. It has the rook, which is our trademark bird, and it has a rendering of the original Rookwood Pottery factory that's in Mount Adams. It has a lid that has an actual rook bird atop it, and it's stunning.
Well, I understand that the pottery makers themselves will sometimes be in the store to answer questions. Is that right?
Yeah, we intend to have the artists in the store. We like to have an event almost every month. That sounds probably a little aggressive because they're very busy, but they're very interesting people. They're a lot of fun, extremely talented, and I think people would really enjoy getting to know the people who make these things happen.
The announcement about the store says that it will sell Rookwood art tile and pottery, as well as original pieces from its artists. I'd like you to say what's meant by art tile and what the original pieces might be like.
The art tile are the commemoratives. We have Fountain Square, or we have the Lady of the Waters. We have the Art Museum. We have Taft. We have the Roebling Bridge in tiles. And those are very collectible. They make great gifts for people who used to live here or enjoy having those pieces in their home. Original pieces at the store, we're going to carry all of the unique items because there will be vases that we decide this is amazing. We don't necessarily want to make a lot of this. Those pieces will be in our store. So if you're looking for something unique, a one-of-a-kind piece, you can find those in our store.
Ours at the new store are really hospitable for Christmas shoppers. Yes. Can you tell us what they are, and will they continue to be so generous past the holiday season?
We're open now Monday through Wednesday from 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 8, and we're open 11 to 5 on Sunday. And those are pretty much operational hours. If anything, we would expand them through Christmas somewhat. I don't think we're going to do that, but it's a possibility that that could happen. And then after Christmas, those hours will stay the same.
Well, it's really satisfying to have so vibrant a part of Cincinnati's artistic history once again in a prominent role. Thanks so much, Dorothy, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Oh, certainly my pleasure.
We've been talking with Dorothy Hoffman, a manager of Rookwood Pottery Company's first boutique store at 1209 Jackson Street in Over the Rhine. For more information, see the link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.